I am back from Mississippi and New Orleans to certainly tell you tales the next couple of days on a lot of the things that I saw during my trip, looking at the recovery of the Mississippi Gulf Coast, which is comprised of like five different counties, and also the Ninth Ward and the French Quarter, which really they bounced back pretty quickly, but the surrounding areas not so much, and then tourism still affected by the aftermath of not just Katrina, really the aftermath now of the oil spill, which was our worst natural disaster. So here you have Mississippi, where they got slammed by the worst hurricane and the worst natural disaster within a five-year period. Can you imagine? As I mentioned, I hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're geared up for that short week. Turkey Day, just a handful of days away. Maybe you're scrambling, getting ready for family to come into town. Maybe you're going out of town. And if you're going out of town, beware of the grope. It's what everybody's talking about. What are they seeing at the airport? What's happening in the airport screening? I didn't get groped. I would have had the cameras rolling. I was ready for that, both video and, well, it would have been video too, the flip camera that you have. But I didn't have any of that. I went through, sailed through. I didn't have a problem. I did see other people getting patted down. One in particular, a guy who was definitely older, looked like he had just walked off of a golf course, and you know, they were down below his belt, and it was awkward because everybody was hurrying to kind of get around. But that was it. That was the only thing that I really saw at that point in my travels. Now, next week, I'm going to Orlando and Tampa, so I can only imagine what I'm going to encounter there. We'll see. And I'll do the same thing. Certainly send back pictures, post them on the website at americatonight.net, and let you know what it was like traveling there, because there are two very busy airports and airports where they have the screeners, the enhanced screeners, the body imaging thing, and they also have the pat-downs, too. Well, they have the pat-downs everywhere. In the meantime, the head of the Transportation Security Administration, he's not moving. John Pistol is saying, forget it, that he's sorry that people feel the way they do, but that it's the last line of defense, and you got to keep the public safe. Because we had a determined enemy. What do you make of that? A determined enemy. I can think of a couple of things we could do to that determined enemy, honestly. Don't ask, don't tell, up in the air, because we've got the, of course, lame duck Congress. They're going to all go home for Thanksgiving, then come back. It's just a handful of weeks till we get to 2011, as you all know, and there'll be new faces in Washington, and some of the familiar people will still be there, but the numbers will change radically. So now there's the push for don't ask, don't tell, and whether or not that's going to be part of legislation that gets through, or whether that's going to be stymied and pushed off to 2011. Certainly a lot of the military people are split on this. Some feel like, let's get all the surveys back, let's see what the military has to say, we're a different culture, and then others say, well, this is ridiculous, it needs to go away. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he's supporting Congress using the session to end the ban on gays serving openly in the military, in his own words.
Asking individuals to come in and lie about who they are every day goes counter to who we are as an institute. Courts could change this law, and in that not give us the right amount of time to implement it. I think it's much better done, if it's going to get done, it's much better done through legislature than it is out of the courts.
By the way, a Pentagon report on the impact of lifting the ban, that was the big thing, getting the surveys back, pulling it all together to see what, the actual people that are on the front lines have to say. That's going to be released December 1st. But the study, I think, is already going to conclude that the military can lift the ban with only isolated incidents of risks to what the current war effort is, because that was part of the concern. What currently is happening, and Mullen, as you just heard there, is hoping that this will happen before the new Congress, that don't ask, don't tell, will be done with and lifted. What do you think the chances of that are? Since we're on the Washington stuff, Charlie Rangel, supporters of Congressman Rangel, who's been around for 50 years, are saying that the lawmaker has been punished enough by what's happened by the House Ethics Committee's two-year investigation, and he shouldn't be censured by the full Congress. That he's a giant, in the words of David Dinkins. He's a man who served the 15th Congressional District and served the nation, and there's nothing to be gained by humiliating him. Remember, the Ethics Committee voted 9-1 to recommend censure for Rangel after that same panel convicted him of 11 violations, including the whole tax thing, the rental income from the villa in the Dominican Republic. They're expected to vote, by the way, after the Thanksgiving break. 80 years, and it's exactly 40 years in Congress, and he's a hero in Harlem because he's certainly steered lots of federal funds toward the revitalization of Harlem. And he's absolutely a beloved figure there. But, you know, the problem is, and this is what he told the ethics panel, that he wasn't a crooked politician out for personal gain. The problem is, if you have sloppy bookkeeping, it's 80 years old or 40 years in Congress, if you're going to buy that line, then you can't. You just can't have it, because you can't have these politicians that continue to wink, wink, nod, nod when it comes to their own stuff and their own taxes. And it could have been, hey, I don't doubt it, it could have been a little slip, wink, wink, here and there, but anybody should be able to face that same scrutiny. There's a reason why that ethics committee is set up. And a lot of times it's not used the way it should be used. So let's see if they bring the hammer down on him or they don't. I mean, 80 years old, so maybe you don't do the full censure thing and let him have some dignity. But certainly there's no question that they had him cold, and that's the bottom line. All right, the throw you under the bus moment, I think, heading into the weekend has to be this. Some people were stunned when she said it. Other people said, hey, right on. She's a Republican woman, and she has a right to her opinion, but some people agree with her, some people don't. So Barbara Bush told Larry King that Sarah Palin should stay in Alaska, that's where she needs to stay. She said she sat next to her once, thought she was beautiful, thinks she's happy in Alaska, and I hope she'll stay there. And what's interesting is, you know, she wasn't the only one who let a few things slip. The former president, George H.W. Bush, said he's confused by the Tea Party, saying that he doesn't really know what it is. Still, he says, some of their ideas make a lot of sense. You know, here's the thing. You get these half reports, and there's just a little bit out about the conversation, but the Barbara Bush comment is the thing that's really staying out there, that Palin should stay in Alaska. I don't know how you can dance around that. So she should stay in Alaska. Ooh, USA Today had a big comment on it. Just said, ouch. Hey, stay with us, because next, Mississippi. Boy, we brought a lot of stories to you from the Gulf Coast. What happened after Katrina and the oil spill. We got some great conversations next on that very thing here on America Tonight.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You get yourself back on your feet as a community, and really a couple of communities, a couple of different counties. That's what they tried to figure out on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, because it is the Mississippi Gulf Coast when you're talking about five different counties, not to confuse people. People think Biloxi, and yes, that is one of them, but there are several other key counties. So who better to talk to than the master of spin, Reed Geis? And I hear he has incredible stories. He is the PR man, bar none. He got together with a couple of other agencies, and they formed something called the Big Three. Reed, tell me why you formed the Big Three.
Well, you know, things were really tough after Katrina. And we're having a hard time getting back on our feet and getting the message out there that our tourism destination was open for business. So we got together and just volunteered our services to the local Convention and Visitors Bureau. They had, at the time, had an out-of-town agency. They were dragging their feet on this thing. We said, look, we can't afford to wait. We'll just jump in there and do it, okay? So we did. And then later they have actually hired us. We're on our at the end of our third year working for the CVB, and more recently have been working with the state Mississippi Development Authority. With the money that BP gave the state, we've been helping them with that money as well.
Right. So in what's the first, you get together to pull the resources, then you have a war room, a game plan.
Exactly.
So what was the number one game plan? How do you get the buzz? Well, how do you create the buzz from down here to vibrate across the country?
Well, radio sure is good.
That's a good answer since we're down here.
No, this has been an incredibly complicated and beautifully put together plan, if I might say so myself. We're using social media. We're using radio. We're using promotion, contest, television. It's called the Wish You Were Here campaign. And we're in most of our fly markets, I'd say from Branson, Springfield area, over into Atlanta, and then back down into Tampa, St. Pete. And also we're in our drive areas, like Panama City, Mobile, the North Shore of New Orleans. And it's worked. You know, it's amazing in other areas where tourism is really tanked. Our tourism expenditures actually went up 26% over last year.
Wow, 26%.
Yeah, 26%. But you got to remember, last year was awful because it was a recession.
Right.
But nonetheless, we were able to do that even in the face of this adversity. One reason is because we have more than a beach. You know, the beach destinations like Destin, Panama City, they really hit hard because people go there for the beach. But here you've got gaming, you have golf, you've got dining, you have all these other things to do, and you have the beach.
Sure.
So, you know, having a multidimensional destination really helped us out.
And it's multidimensional, but what, I'm sure you do numbers on this, what's the number one thing, if you had to rank them, because I know you rank them, what's the number one thing? Is it gaming?
Oh, it's gaming. Yeah, it is gaming. You know, and beach comes in second, even though people don't go to the beach, they like the idea that you can drive for 26 miles right next to a beach and look at the Gulf the whole time. You know, it's a really cool way to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, just drive right down the beach. It's lovely.
What do you think for you, what is the hidden secret of this area? Obviously, we just talked about the beaches and the view and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you as an outsider what's interesting. You don't, it's like a box of Cracker Jacks. You don't really know what's down here. I had no idea the Barrier Islands. And I'm not a dumb woman, but I had no idea that there were so many other things to do. It's not just swinging the sticks, and it's not just jumping on the boat, which
That's
is
right.
good to go fishing. And then there's all these incredible shops that are, yes, you can shop anywhere in the world, but they're really cool and kitschy and unique, and they're mom and pop. I mean, we have so
That's
many
right.
bloody giant stores that they're were homogenous in a lot of places. It's not homogenous here, is it?
No, it isn't. And one of the big problems we've had is the lack of geography lessons to people for years in America. A lot of people don't even know that Mississippi has a Gulf Coast. You know, but we do. We got 62 miles of beach down here nestled in between New Orleans and Mobile. You know, due east you have Mobile, due west you have New Orleans. And then in between there, there's a place called the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and here we are.
What's the number? You were talking about fly areas that you were hitting up, and you were talking about drive areas.
Yes.
What's from what area, like Tampa, St. Pete, or New Orleans, where's the number one draw, though? Where's the number where your crowds come in, number one?
Okay, now, before the casinos, it was definitely Louisiana and the rest of Mississippi. It was to the west of us. But since the casinos came, we're actually getting a lot of Florida business. People used to pass us by to go to the beaches and in the beautiful water of Florida when the interstate was put out there. But now that we have casinos, some of our biggest markets are to the east of us, not to the west of us, to the east of us, like Mobile, Panama City, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Tampa, St. Pete. These are important markets. Now, you got to remember, we have a lot of tour business that comes in here by bus.
Right.
And that appeals to an older demographic. And there's a lot of folks that come up here from Florida to go to the casinos by bus, by tour bus.
Yeah.
And it's really terrific.
So the Katrina thing happens. You bounce back. You form the big three. Then one day you get a phone call. Yo, Reed, we got this oil spill happening, and you just have to be saying to yourself, really? And like everyone else in America, and certainly I was one of those people, and I know people who have worked on platforms, and I called them immediately to find out, well, how big is this? What's the deal?
Right.
And suddenly you realize this is really big because now we're going April, May, June, July, August, not until September totally done with the cap of the well and all that.
Right.
So how did you weather that?
Well, right out of the chute, the Mississippi Gulf Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau went straight to our drive-in markets with a big TV campaign and radio campaign to tell people that we were open. We didn't have oil on our beach for months because of the hydrology and the currents and the prevailing winds. The oil actually passed us by and went to the Florida and the lower Alabama beaches before it came here. It's really interesting. The way they determine the Mississippi-Louisiana boundaries in the water out here is they put a barrel in the Pearl River, and they followed it when it left the Pearl River, and it went out south of us, and it cut. And so Louisiana is due south.
Right.
It's really wild. But those same currents and the same prevailing winds kept the oil from coming here for months. And we just had to get that message out to people. You know, we're not up to our neck in oil. And if they were to cut that thing off, maybe 6 or 8 weeks earlier, we probably would not got any oil at all. But We were spared a lot of what happened in Florida and Alabama. We just didn't see that much.
Well, it had to be like a daily countdown. I mean, it had to be like a daily watch here.
It was.
Where somebody was, what's the latest? What's going on? Have you called BP? Was it like that every day?
Day 67.
Oh, I can't imagine. Because, you know, as you said, uh-huh. you're hanging on to that. What's the cutoff point? How far yeah. is it coming down? Mm-hmm. You saw Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, yeah. go crazy. And then what was going to happen in Florida, Governor Chris was freaking out because, of course, mm-hmm. the tourism for their beaches is like you said. And
right.
how can you predict with the currents? Scientists were trying to predict, but it's not an exact
science. Hydrology is not an exact science.
Uh-uh.
It was very, very trying. And, of course, everybody's got their TV sets on to that wellhead.
Yes.
With the oil, you know, 24
oh, yeah.
hours a day.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, there was that one bird that showed up on the front pages of all the newspapers. They were saying it was a pelican, but it wasn't. It was a northern gannet, or gannet, however you want to pronounce it.
Right.
The same bird over and over and over and over again.
Of course. You know? There's your oily bird. I have to say, that's exactly
that's it.
It's tough. We have like a minute. We have a minute or so left.
Yes.
What would you tell people after Katrina and after the oil spill? What would you tell people that are listening from across the country about the people of the Gulf Coast and here in Mississippi?
The word is resilient, and we appreciate all the help that we've gotten from a non-governmental organization, churches, and others that came to help us rebuild after Katrina. And we appreciate, too, what BP has done for us. They have dropped a lot of millions of dollars in here to help make us whole. They've given us $18 million just to promote the Mississippi Gulf Coast, to let people know that we're open for business and everything that we have to offer. But this is a resilient people. They don't moan, you know, after Katrina. We look out of that rubble at that alien landscape and shed a tear. But then we hitched up our britches and we got to work. We started clearing up, cleaning up. We got together. We put a plan together, and the plans work. It's working. We have a brand-new destination here.
Wish you were here. Was that your tagline?
That's our tagline.
Did you come up with
it?
No,
me? No. Actually, I didn't.
That's a good one.
I can't take credit for it. We have about 30 people that work with us at the Big Three. I am the creative director there, so I recognized it as a good idea.
That's all that counts. Then you can get some credit for it.
Right.
All right, Wish You Were Here, I think, is a great line, by the way. 19 million visitors, I guess, all together. Last year, right?
Yes,
and
that's right.
And this coastline, as we were just talking about here, is just incredible. I see it every morning. I feel so fortunate that you brought me down here and we've been able to bring these stories to the people that are listening to America Tonight. And once again, Reed, guys, thank you so much
thank
for joining
so much.
Us on
I
America
it very
Tonight.
Much. Okay, thank you.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All right, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between Cape Delaney, America tonight. As always, happy to be the skipper of this little ship here as we zig and zag all over the place. Actually, the ship is getting bigger, and we were in a very cool place this past week, the Mississippi Gulf Coast. However, that's Biloxi, and it encompasses several areas, in fact, five different counties. And we caught up with Bill Holmes, and he's with the Mississippi Coast Coliseum and Convention Center. In fact, he is the director. He is the man. He's been here for decades. And the last time when we were talking to Bill, we actually talked about the devastation of Katrina and how emotional it was for him because this is his baby, and when he turned around and saw what had happened. And now, what a show place this has also grown up to be after that, with some of the renovations and the first-class things that they've been able to do with this facility. Just, incredible stuff, and we're hearing a lot of stories like that. Bill, thanks for coming back on with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's always good to tell our story because, you know, our story, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of natural disasters throughout America, and everybody has a story, but we got hit pretty hard, and you know what? We sucked it up, and we got back up because nobody promised you anything in this life. You just got to go get it.
No kidding. You know, there's convention centers all over the country, and while you're all friendly, you're all vying for business. What is it that you guys offer that's maybe different from Dallas or Philadelphia or San Francisco, let's say? I'm just throwing out a few places.
Well, I hope we have enough time because there's so much. First off, we can start with the natural resources. You can't go anywhere and catch a sunset across the Gulf of Mexico like you can right here on the Gulf. You sit out here, and after you get through the meetings, you can walk the boardwalk, which stretches for miles and miles. And if you're a marathon runner, you got 27 miles of beaches. you want a little action, you can go into the casinos. There's 11 of them right here in this immediate area, and they offer entertainment every night. They've got some of the most exciting restaurants and some of the most interesting chefs. You name the food and you'll get it. And I'm talking about nationally and internationally trained, renowned chefs that are here. So golf courses, unbelievable golf courses. You go into a lot of areas, and there's not a lot of nighttime activity to do after you get out of the meetings. Now, you want to network with your peers because you haven't seen them, but we also have the environment that you can do that if you want a really nice, classy nightclub where you can have a drink and listen to some good jazz music. It's here. It's not something, well, it just happens on Saturday night. So you got 24/7 action. You got 24/7 natural beauty. And then, like I say, in our golf courses, we have some of the greatest designers, Fazio, I'm sure the other people have talked about it, have designed some of the finest golf courses. So you have a challenge there. Now let's go fishing. How about last weekend I catch 2 28-pound snapper just to start it out?
Wow.
And I'm talking about I held them to my waist and the tail hit my ankles. I mean, now.
How long did that take to reel those two suckers in?
Well, I have to be honest with you. It took about 10, 15 minutes, and they were pulling really hard, so I turned it over to my 32-year-old son and said, here, baby, take it. Daddy got it hooked. You boat it. And you know what? I was proud because, you know, there's a challenge in hooking.
Sure.
I never did that. Now I'm 65, and I feel like I'm still as strong. I'll run the best race. But you know what? There's sometimes your head just has to give up to the body.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Right. And when I hooked it, I didn't have a belt on. And, boy, I thought at first I had an amberjack. But you know what? That's what you call living. Kate, that's what you got here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It's serenity. It's commune with God and nature. It's peace. What else you don't have that some of the bigger cities have? You don't have the crime rate. You can go out at night and you can walk with your friends and you can talk and you can overlook so many boardwalks that overlook the water. And you sit up there. If you go to the casinos that are on the golf side, they have absolutely gorgeous swimming pool areas, and I mean large. You don't even know that you're in the deep south. I mean, sometimes I take my vacation. If I take a week, I go into the casino and I don't tell anybody I'm here, and I get the greatest rock massages. And if you never had a rock massage, you never lived, you know. And then you sit there and you get to exercise a little bit and you get a great breakfast. And then you go out and overlook the water and you think, wow, isn't life great?
Yeah, no kidding. And we want to tell everyone, what's interesting, too, is Bill is a transplant. You are a Yankee. You're not from the South, right?
I was born in California.
Right.
I went to 13 different schools in 12 years. So like I said, I think yesterday, you know, when I was in the South, I said, y'all come back, put the dishes in the zinc, the zinc. And then when I was up North, in New Jersey and places like that,
right.
I said, in Rhode Island, I lived there for a while. My dad was in the Navy.
So moved.
Yeah, Virginia, Portsmouth, you know, those areas.
Yeah.
And then you say, y'all come back. And up there you say, use guys.
Used guys, I know.
Used guys, so I mean, you know.
I grew up in the used guys area, so I totally get it. Then this is a tough question because so many events have happened here, and you've been here for such a long time. But everybody has one moment. What was your biggest moment, your biggest event, the time you were the most proud, the one thing?
God, there have been so many.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, there really has.
Yeah.
There, you know, I think when Pavarotti was here.
Ooh.
It was such a coup, you know. I mean, we had people drive from New Orleans and say, we're coming to Biloxi, Mississippi to see Pavarotti. What's this all about? And I'm like, yeah, man, aren't you glad that you come to a beautiful place to see Pavarotti sing? And, you know, it was 2 years before he passed, you know.
Right.
And so we had a great concert. It was sold out. I think some of the most treasured moments is actually watching people come in the building on some of the major concerts that we've had. And we've had almost every major concert that's on tour except for the Madonnas, you know, because the money is so high on those shows that they have to go into the stadiums,
sure,
you know, because they're millions of dollars guaranteed. And when you're doing a 12,000-seat arena, you can't charge as much, you know, for the ticket. You can't charge $500 a ticket.
Right.
So, but I mean, we've had almost all the A acts that have been on tour, but to watch the people come in and if it's a young person's act, do air guitar. Or I remember when Korn was here and they were all jumping
Korn.
jumping up and down on the floor, you know. And I had judges. I saw some of my younger judges that were out on the floor for Korn, and they were jumping up and down. And you know, you totally lose yourself. You know that you've had something to do to make them recharge their batteries, something to make them to forget their debts,
right?
Something that they had some. They had some real downers this week or something, and they have forgot it all now, and they are totally relaxed. I have them in my care. I've got great environment. The air conditioners are blowing nice and cold. They're very safe.
Right.
Security's doing their job. And, you know, that is such a wonderful feeling. It's instant feedback that you know that you had a little bit to make somebody's life an experience.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're able to do that, then you've known you've gone to the top and you've seen the sun rise and set.
Right, because you put on the product you wanted to and the people were pumped and
it's
all
quality
went smoothly.
And they've come in here, that's right.
And so, then you know, because you're in the business of this, it's word of mouth. So when the word of mouth spreads, hey, that's a great place, whatever, the concert was good, blah, 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 they'll come back.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you take a lot of pride in a lot of the conventions that we do. When we just hosted, you know, the National Governors Conference. And to see all of the governors come in, I mean, just key leaders in your country that are making key decisions and,
sure,
and where we're going to go for the future and our grandchildren, and to see those people in action and watch the news media chase after them. You know, there was a little conflict in Georgia when we had the National Governors Conference, and the news media was chasing him, wanting to know when he's going to make this decision.
Right.
And it was quite exciting how you see the aides intercepting them and saying the governor doesn't want to address that today. And, you know, so those kind of things, to know that you had a part is just a heartfelt deal, and a way of saying, you know, all that training you've had, all that schooling, all that trying to be excellent in whatever you do kind of paid off. And the feedback that you get is it feels good. And now that I'm at 65 and I'm looking at possibly retiring here soon, and then I'm watching the stock market go up and down, and I'm watching them, you know, unfortunately, I think in Washington they're giving. It's like, well, how am I going to survive in the later run? Of course,
you're
I'm
not
prepared.
Retiring.
Well, you know, maybe I'll take on a new challenge or something, you know.
Yeah, who would you pass that baton to? I know you have good people, I'm sure.
I have an assistant that's been behind me now we've been a team for 19 years.
Wow.
And I've got some great people coming up behind me. And I've been to Costa Rica every year now for the last 5 years, and I found that to be the most exciting place in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
The food, the people, 65% speak English, and you cannot get enough beauty. Within 15 minutes, you're in 280 foot of water.
Yeah.
Catching blue marlin.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I'm dying to go down there and do that.
You know, listen, I still get up in the morning and they shoot that gun, I'm out the block. And I'm running. The only problem, though, is I'm not winning as many races, you know. As you get older, you know, you always, you know, especially if you had children, you'd arm wrestle them and you'd race them and all that. And I never let my kids win until they actually won. Honestly won.
Right.
And now they constantly come back, hey, old man, you want arm wrestle?
What a way to end this interview. Well, continued success down here. It was great hearing your stories. You're such an energetic, positive guy, and I can tell you're a positive influence on this community. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here. And I want all your listeners to know you need to come to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, because I'm telling you, you will never experience anything for the money that you pay. And on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Excellent. Thanks, Bill.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026, 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Continuing to bring you the tales from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Boy, this has been such a terrific, terrific visit for me. I cannot believe the things that we have seen and cannot believe how resilient, as we were just talking about, how resilient the people are in this area. And I'm telling you, I meet him on the elevator on the way up and down to the casino and the beach. There's some great folks here. I'm just kidding. I am not gambling. I have not been gambling. I have been looking and touring and finding out everything I can about the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So we are pleased to welcome to the show, here from Radio Row, actually, Janice Jones. And she is the manager of the media and public relations. Boy, that's a good title. They have the coolest cards, too. I know this is radio, but it's like a beach. I want to steal this design. I'm going to put it up on our website on americantonight.net. Janice, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about, you know, more of the aspect of how do you build. We were talking earlier to Reed Geisen. How do you build back when you've been slammed by something? And other places in the country certainly know this. When you get slammed by a natural disaster, when you get slammed by a man-made disaster, you know, there's a slew of things that can happen. A gas leak, like outside of San Francisco, it's been a nightmare for that one little community there. So tell me what it was like for you the day when you first heard about the oil spill.
Well, initially it wasn't anything for us. It was so far out. It didn't really impact us. It was so far out. They were saying there was no oil leaking. It was no real big deal. I actually was in Arizona at a CVB conference learning how to
learning how to deal
software that we have.
Learning how to do software. Okay. So there you go.
How to better understand it.
Right.
So I was actually getting some phone calls trying to go online, look up Sun Herald information, trying to connect that way. At first it didn't seem like it was going to be that big of a deal. We're kind of, if you will, we're kind of in a cul-de-sac here. We don't have currents that would bring the oil in naturally. So we kind of knew we were somewhat protected. We knew it was going to be storms, more or less, that would bring it in. Just the natural offcasts from the oil rigs tend to go east of us anyway.
Right.
We didn't see any impact until late June. And that had a lot to do with the currents. And that was actually when the oil was moving away from Alabama that it impacted some of the barrier islands to our east, and then it entered the Mississippi Sound, and we started seeing tar balls
mm-hmm.
coming ashore on our beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So our impact here was more perception, and that has been our battle, has been the perception that everything from the Texas coast to the Florida tip, even the Keys, was impacted by the oil, and that had to do with the rumor of the loop, the oil getting in the loop, and that it would take it around to the east coast as well. So all the way from the Texas coast to the Florida Keys was impacted by perception much more than reality.
So how do you... So that's your job, is to dispel that rumor, that myth. And you know how hard it is, the perception, when it's out there and it just gets cemented. It's like when they make a mistake in the newspaper, and I used to say, oh, isn't that great? They put a retraction, a correction, but it's buried in the back and it's too late because people aren't paying attention to that. So what do you do? Because now you've changed gears, I'm sure, from the software in Arizona to, oh, no, this is June, and we got a little bit of a problem here. So what do you do?
What we found, we did a lot on Facebook. We posted on the front page of our website regular updates, and then we had an interior page that kept up with the details of what was going on. So we touched on the front page, and then we had the details on the inside, and then it was business as usual. A lot of social media was much more effective. The advertising campaigns, people don't really pay a whole lot of attention to that anymore.
Right.
And there was actually, we didn't do the studies, but Florida and Alabama did follow-up studies on their advertising campaigns, and lo and behold, that's what they found. People paid a lot more attention to social media than they did the advertising campaigns. So
what do? You see, you put up a Facebook page and say, no oil here. Look, Ma, no oil. Or you Twitter, no oil today, no oil yesterday.
Put up a lot of pictures.
There you go.
Current pictures. That's what they want to see. You show the pictures of reality.
Right.
Let them see what it really looks like.
Do you feel like from June to now, has some of that perception gone away that, ooh, it's, you got this?
Oddly enough, not, I mean, as soon as that second cap went on and they closed it and there was no more oil flowing
right.
into the Gulf, our hotels and our receptionists started receiving phone calls saying, how close are you to the beach?
Really?
Yep. As soon as the oil stopped flowing, that switch tripped.
How interesting.
In people's minds.
Because probably BP put up the live picture of the oil gushing out, I think. And remember that the people...
24/7,
right.
You saw the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And then as soon as that cap was sealed,
right.
You saw no more oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. So by the time they actually did the cementing of the well and it was totally sealed off and there was going to be no more oil, you know, flowing into the Gulf of Mexico, there were a lot of media calls saying, well, now, how are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about this? Well, we had already seen the shift of people calling and saying, you know, we're ready to come back. Where are the hotels? How close are you to the beach? So it actually happened when the oil stopped flowing.
Wow, how interesting.
The shift.
Wow. And so now you seen the shift. So really, that's September we're talking about, right? September, beginning of September, end of August.
End of July.
Oh, end of July. That's right, end of July for the capping.
End of July for the capping, that's right.
So end of July, so really just the beginning of the summer, the tail end of the summer, you started to pick up.
Right. Now, it's kind of an odd mix of numbers there because we had a lot of VP contractors in the hotel. So the occupancy rates didn't really reflect the tourism. So we had some of our attractions had really good numbers. Because they weren't water-based,
right?
As in on the water.
So what would the attractions be that were still good, that still had good numbers?
Well, having said water-based,
right.
Gulf Islands Water Park.
Perfect. It's a different kind of water.
It's actually north of I-10.
Right.
Of course, it's chlorine and such that. They know that it doesn't have anything to do with the Gulf. Lynn Meadows Discovery Center had really good numbers this year. Those are the two that I can name off the top of my
right.
head. The casino revenue was strong, not as good as some had anticipated. But this was the year that was supposed to be the best year since Katrina.
So and then you got a curveball with the spill.
Right.
Wow, so you never know what's going to happen, that's for sure.
Well, now everybody's hoping for next year.
Right. And so that's what you do. You plan for next year, right? Because
we're
almost out of this year anyway.
Right.
And do you start, January, you're not waiting for the summer, certainly.
No. And we have a lot of good things that are going to be happening in 2011. We had the Frank Gehry Museum open.
Right.
The Ora Keefe Museum of Art opened in November. So they're moving forward with that. We have several groundbreakings that are going to be taking place this next year. The Jefferson Davis Presidential Library will be finished this year, and then they'll be opening in 2012. Infinity, over in Hancock County, is going to be opening in 2011. So we've got a lot that we're looking forward to in 2011 for good openings.
Yeah, do you feel like, you're worried about tourism and all that sort of stuff. Are people starting to come back here? Because you lost some people, but are they starting to come back? Not too much, actually, though. I mean, Mississippians, it seems to me, might go away, even if it's for business or personal reasons, but then they always seem to come back.
To me, there seems to be, when people come to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they kind of fall in love with it. They find a favorite restaurant, a favorite casino, a favorite event.
Right.
And when they come back for a series of things. They don't come back for just that favorite casino. They come back and they go to that favorite event, and then they visit their favorite restaurant, and they happen to stay at their favorite casino or their favorite other hotel.
Right.
So it's a value destination for them.
Right.
They don't come back for just one thing. They come back for a handful.
Couple of things, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and they tend to come back more than once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come back here, when they come the first time, they tend to fall in love, and then they find a reason to come back that second time.
Yeah. And then they stay, and then they're yours. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to rip off this card, I swear. I'm going to put my name on this card. I love it. JJ, she is not related to Jerry Jones.
Do not
send me emails about tickets to the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you very much.